In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's time for your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Joining me is Larry Kennedy. He's one of the guitarists and singers in the Jelly Brinks. Their latest digital single is out of Wicked Cool Records entitled All About You. We'll find out about the new release and also what else the band has been up to after we hear a bit of the new song, followed by my chat with Larry on your Coolest Conversations podcast presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage. Steven's Underground Garage with you, and I've got your coolest conversations happening today with Larry Kennedy, guitarist and vocalist in the Jelly Bricks. Their latest digital single is All About You, out on Wicked Cool Records. Hello, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you, Manfred?
I'm doing really good as well. Thank you very much, sir, for asking, and I'm in a celebratory mood, Larry. And the reason for that is this is your and my 10-year anniversary. And what I mean is, it was 10 years ago that we first spoke. That was in 2014. That's the first time we had a chance to chat as part of the Coolest Conversations. Now, it aired in December that year, but still, 10-year anniversary is the way I'm looking at it. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. And it's a nice anniversary to celebrate. I remember our first conversation. One of the things I remember about it is that I managed to slip and refer to my own band as the Beatles in that conversation.
Well, so, in the Beatles, are you John, Paul, George, or Ringo?
I guess I'd have to be Pete Best under the circumstances.
Oh, well, a better a Pete Best than an Andy White, I suppose, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
And at least you got to sing a couple of songs before you got the boot.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, believe me, I was asked the other day what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I think when I was a kid, the answer was a Beatle. But if I wasn't going to get to do that, a Jelly Brick is as good as I'm going to do. And I'm happy with that.
Excellent. Well, thinking about the Jelly Bricks, do you consider yourselves to be based in Mechanicsburg or Harrisburg, Pennsylvania?
You know, ever since we heard Little Steven call Mechanicsburg the rock and roll capital of the world, we've really kind of attached ourselves to that neighborhood. And it's the same place that Bret Michaels from Poison is from. So we're starting a little story of rock and roll history here.
So much great rock and roll history in Mechanicsburg there, right? Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Beatles, Liverpool step aside. So the Jelly Bricks, you form around 1997. Can you remind us about how you guys got together?
You know, it was the coolest thing in a way because our bass player, Garrick Chow, heard some demos that I was recording as a solo artist who was looking for a band. And he was a bass player who observed that I didn't have any bass parts yet. And he called me cold on the phone and said, "Do you mind if I put some bass parts on your demos?" And the next thing, I was living in Ohio, which is where I'm from, Youngstown. And he then contacted me and said, if you want to move to Mechanicsburg, I have a couple other guys and we could form a band. And that is really how it started. And we've been working together ever since.
Well, Larry, how did Garrett get a hold of these demos? Well, where did you make the demos and how did they float around for him to be able to check them out?
Well, it happened. He was a recording engineer at a studio in Harrisburg called The Green Room. And I was recording there when he was away on vacation. So he and I didn't cross paths. And I was in that particular studio because I have a cousin who's a singer-songwriter who lives in this area who invited me to come work at this studio. So Garrick and I didn't meet, but then he heard the recordings and thought, "I like this music and I could play bass on this." So he just took a chance and invited me to start a project with him. And it was exactly what I was looking for.
So now that was Garrick. And he said he had a couple other guys. And it seems like maybe one person has switched out from the lineup since then. Or has the rest of the band always been Bryce Connor on the other guitar and Tom Christich on the drums?
Well, you are correct. When we first started, the two friends were Bryce Connor, who has been playing guitar and singing with us ever since, and the original drummer, his name is Lane Wheeler. But after the first two records we recorded, Lane left the band and was replaced within a week by Tom. And there's a whole story there, but Tom coincidentally was in the audience the first night that we were without a drummer and volunteered to join us on stage. And that is true. And he's been in the band ever since then. And that's, I think he's been in the band now for well over 20 years. So,
yeah,
so
but he's still the new guy. I mean, if you think
he's still the new guy. Yeah. Yeah. But so that's that the four of us then have been together since 1999, effectively.
Wow. Wow. And so Tom really got baptism by fire there, right?
I mean, we had a brand new record out and all sorts of dates booked, and we were flying by the seat of our pants. But luckily, he really was the guy. I mean, he really solidified the band when we were thinking we might call it quits. So he's a real blessing, Tom Christich.
Well, let's talk some about this new single. It's on a Wicked Cool, this digital release, All About You. Now, the guys at the lineup we mentioned, they're all playing on it, correct?
Correct. And wow. This was recorded, it was produced by Jeff Sanoff, and we started the recording in New York at Renegade Studios, and we did some overdubbing in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with Mike Washkovich. So he was an additional engineer, but there's also some additional instrumentation on there that Jeff added, and I know he joined us for the hand claps. But otherwise, it's the Jelly Bricks.
So when did, let's talk about the song itself and how it came together. Who had the original idea or who wrote it?
Well, it started out as a song that started out as a jam between myself and the original drummer, Lane Wheeler, clear back before 1999. Somewhere in that 97, 98 area, we started developing an instrumental groove. And then I wrote lyrics for it, and the song was actually sort of in flux when Lane left the band. And when Tom came on board, we did mess around with All About You, but we had new material coming, and it's one of those songs that sort of fell through the cracks at the time. So this song has actually been around since about 1998 in some form. But we kept working on it until it finally made sense to put it on a record.
So your tinkering paid off in the long run.
Yeah, and I don't mind saying it's a completely different song than it was when we walked into the studio with it even a year ago, because we kept changing it, and it's my favorite version of the song today that it's ever been.
Well, cool. You know, I kind of set this up wrong in a way, because I was thinking of this tune, and I want you to remind me. I think you guys are great about, you know, taking a situation and turning it into a positive thing. Like, there was some song of yours, and I want you to remind me you know, we were stuck in traffic, like on the way to New York,
Oh,
and
yeah.
we decided, oh, let's just go ahead and write a song since we're all stuck here together and we're not moving anywhere. What tune is that?
That is Brooklyn. We were on
Headed
our
to
way to
Brooklyn?
play. Yeah, we were trying to get to a venue in Brooklyn, which unfortunately I don't think is there anymore. We were playing an underground garage sponsored show, and we were really afraid we weren't going to make it in time. But we had the time to kill, so we developed that song together, and it was just riffing off the situation we were in.
Right. And did you make the show?
We did.
we're gonna
We
we're
did.
gonna
We made the show.
yeah. Well, we're gonna talk some about gigs. You mentioned the Little Steven the gigs, but first, so when you recorded the single there with George Sanoff and Renegade Studios in New York, you know, a lot of wicked cool artists record there. Did you do like an album's worth of material? When or when can we expect an album's worth of material to be released?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have finished recording an album's worth of material, and there's still mixing going on, and we'll have some. We haven't quite picked the album artwork and sequencing, things like that, but it's definitely on its way. So I know it's been a minute since people got a new record from the Jellybricks, but we're very excited that there's a full set of songs coming soon.
Well, last year's
Can't say
single
exactly when yet, but soon.
soon. Last year's single, Monday's Never, that featured Doug Gillard of Guided by Voices and Nada Surf on guitar. Are there any other special guests lined up for the album?
Well, I'm excited to say that Doug is actually appearing on at least one more song in the
Cool.
stuff that we worked on. And man, I mean, I just one of the most fun things for me in recent months has been trying to replicate his guitar solo on Monday's Never live, because it's a wonderful solo. But it's it's like when I was in cover bands as a kid trying to learn how to play, Elliot Easton's parts or something like that. It's a challenge, and it's great.
Well, let's talk some about gigs because, well, today's the 22nd. It was last week that you were playing South by Southwest in Austin, Texas at Little Steven's Underground Garage, a showcase there at the Continental Club. Featured you and several other wicked cool artists, including Slumpton Phantom, the Wildcats, Chesterfield Kings, Cocktail Slippers, Soraya, yourselves, Bobby Mahoney. Have you ever played South by Southwest before?
No, this was our first time, and I mean, it's something we wanted to do probably from the minute we formed as a band. So I guess you could say we waited 28 years to make our Austin debut.
Well, had you ever even been to Austin before?
Not at all. Our drummer Tommy had been there playing with a couple of other bands here and there. So he had had the experience, but he was the only one of us who had experienced South by Southwest before.
Have you ever played with any of these any well, you mentioned playing, you know, different Little Steven associated events, but had you ever played with like the Chesterfield Kings or Soraya or the Cocktail Slippers, any of those bands before?
Actually, the only one on the bill that we played with before is Soraya, and I know we've played with them at least once in New York up at Berlin Under A. And I believe we are going to be playing with them again later in the year in Mechanicsburg. But they're a Philly-based act, so we really ought to bump into them more frequently.
Well, speaking of Under A, that you're going to be playing there to New York City at what is it, Berlin Under A. Now, so some of those artists that I mentioned that played with you at the showcase, the Slim Jim, Chesterfield Kings, Cocktail Slippers, and Soraya, they've gone on and been touring since South by Southwest, kind of a Little Steven's Underground Garage, a go-go tour, and they happen to be playing tonight at Brick and Mortar in San Francisco. So obviously not part of that, but you are playing at this a different Little Steven's Underground Garage event there at Berlin Under A in New York City, playing with Mark Valentine, the Nervous Eaters, our very own Palmar Del Ran, and the Doppelgang. You mentioned playing at Berlin before with Soraya. What about Palmyra? Have you ever played with her or those other bands, other artists?
We've never played with Mark Valentine or Nervous Eaters before, but I want to say I think this may be our third show with Palmyra Del Ran and the Doppelgang. I know when we did our single release party in New York for Brooklyn, our Brooklyn single, Palmyra and her band played on that bill with us, along with Chris Rogers and the Dirty Gems. And then we did another Berlin Under A show with, I believe it was Palmyra, and Soraya was on that bill as well.
Yeah.
And I think there might have been another band or two, but I'm getting a little blurry on who else was there. But we really like Palmyra. She's somebody that we have had the pleasure of bumping into a few times over the years. So we always look forward to playing with her.
Yeah, she's pretty terrific. Do you have any idea what time the event starts tomorrow, the one at Under A?
7:30.
All right, cool. 7:30 there in the Big Apple. So, wow. So, have the killer show at the showcase there in Austin. Then tomorrow night at Berlin Under A there in New York City. And tonight, though, you Road Dogs are gigging there in their hometown, Mechanicsburg, right? At this place called the Metropolis Collective. What is that?
Yes, Metropolis Collective is a really cool venue in Mechanicsburg. It's actually an art gallery that has a performance space. And if for those who have seen some Jelly Bricks videos, you can actually see this space in our Brooklyn video, because we basically do a tour of it backwards. But it is a wonderful little performance space that houses original music. And we're going to be playing there tonight with a band from Youngstown, Ohio, called The Infidels, who have been around since the mid-80s. And they're a fantastic original band with a handful of original records. And we're playing the second of two shows with them tonight at Metropolis.
It's, let me ask you, Stage on Hair, is that still around?
Yes, it is. It's the management has changed and they've expanded a little bit. I think it's a Live Nation venue now. So it's just not the same, but they're still doing great shows there.
Oh, that's cool.
But we always feel fortunate that there are venues to play in our town. So
yeah. Well, you mentioned that the video we were talking there about Metropolis Collective, and the video you shot where everything is like in reverse, which is way cool. And but that kind of speaks to the fact that you guys do some really cool videos. And I encourage people to check them out on YouTube. And thinking back to our first Coolest Conversations, that was back in 2014. And that that was tied into the coolest song in the world that week, which was About the Weeknd, the name of the tune off of the Youngstown tune-up release, right? That's what it's on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Okay. And so you do a really cool video for that as well. And we'll go out with that song in a moment. But can you remind us what that video entails?
Well, that video still cracks me up to this day. We had this concept for, About the Weeknd is lyrically could be kind of about any old thing, really. It's about a weekend that we'd rather not talk about. But the video sort of depicts a date where everything just goes wrong, where this hapless guy played by yours truly is out on a date with a girl and she's really just not into him. And, but we did the whole thing like it was like a little play in front of a camera where all the Jelly Bricks and these two lovely ladies are just moving props around. And it has several scenes, like we're in a restaurant and then a movie theater and then we're driving in a car, but it all takes place in one little spot, like a play. And, you know, I don't even know how the idea came about anymore, but I know we had a lot of fun doing it because it's a one camera shot. We had to get the whole thing right front of the camera, and did it I think maybe 13 times before we got it in front of the camera.
I know, it's really cool. I mean, you know,
you're
lip syncing the lyrics, but you're acting and reacting, and this you know, as you go, so the lyrics are changing, the props are getting pulled away, and it's just really well put together.
And I guess I'll say, you know, we have a real great sense of humor as a band. Like we really crack each other up, and that plays into a lot of what winds up happening with our video ideas. Like if it amuses us, it's more likely to happen.
Is there going to be a video for All About You?
I believe there will be, but we don't have that. We don't have that ready to go upon the release of this single this time around, but that's only because we've been playing a lot. But I think we're going to have a video to go with it because it's it sort of begs for something fun to watch.
Well, is there any, can you share with us any concept idea you might have for it? Because, I mean, we've set the bar pretty hard. High, pretty high. Set the bar pretty high, Larry.
Well, the best I can offer is that our bass player, Garrick, he's the one who has such high standards for what we're trying to put out there. And often he likes to keep the ideas close to the vest in case they don't work.
Okay, so. Fair enough.
Oh, man, Larry, thank you so much for talking with me today on Our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you, Manfred. It's great to talk to you again. I know it's been a while, but I really hope we get to play a show with the Woggles again sometime.
We will make that happen. We'll make that happen. But right now, we've got to have the Jelly Bricks telling us all about the weekend in Little Steven's Underground Garage. The Jelly Bricks here in Little Steven's Underground Garage with a tad of their 2014 tune, All About the Weekend. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to band member Larry Kennedy for speaking with me today. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. UK singer-songwriter Mark Valentine has a new album on Wicked Cool Records called Basement Sparks, and he's been doing some shows in the US in support of it. He'll join me next time around to tell us all about it on Our Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.